Mobile.
K2RKN, this is KO4LAP Mobile. How are you?
Bad for a Tuesday. Yourself?
Not too bad. On my way to work in this cold, dreary weather. Hoping for a good day.
I get a good day. That's what I do. Just walk around with a smile and everybody will think you're crazy.
It's Taco Tuesday in my house. Every time on Tuesday when I come home from work, the kids are in the kitchen making tacos. My son makes some homemade guacamole. So no matter what happens today, there's always Taco Tuesday.
I like tacos.
A big meeting with a bunch of Europeans who probably aren't going to understand a word I say. So that'll be fun.
With Americans.
That's true. I think maybe listening is half the key and nobody does that.
I live in Williamston, at least that's what the address says, but it's not really Williamston. It's near Pierstown, but I'm mobile right now up near exit 32 on I-85.
Okay. I'm amazed at this repeater stuff. I'm brand new at this. Got licensed about a week ago, and just amazed at the area that the repeater can cover, especially being, 25 miles the other direction.
Well, congratulations, and welcome to being a ham.
Thank you very much. I've been enjoying it so far. Even built my own antenna for the house over the weekend. I have a handheld, just a 5-watt radio, built a J-pole antenna to try to get more gain out of it. It seems to be working. I think it needs to be made a little bit more robust, but as soon as I get the solder a little bit better, I can put it up on the house and maybe hit some more repeaters.
I hear you. I know from my house in Williamston, I can hit, there's probably 5 or 6 different repeaters that I can reliably hit and talk into. There's several more that I can listen to, but I don't put out enough power on a routine basis to hit them.
From what I've seen, this one is the only one anybody ever talks about. I think I've heard on the Pierce Mountain Greenville repeater, the VHF one, I've heard a few people talking occasionally, but most of the traffic's on this repeater.
For the most part, yeah, this is kind of the most popular one, at least in the Greenville area. The Anderson repeater, there's a little bit of traffic on it as well. They actually have a net that meets at 8:30 every night, and then this repeater has a net that meets at 9 o'clock every night.
I've joined that one a few times and checked in tried out the rag tube portion of the net. Enjoyed it. Trying to kind of get my arms around what the point of the net is. I think it's just to kind of keep track of who's out there and who's available in case of emergencies. Is that right?
That's part of it. The net is basically, a net can be defined as a predetermined frequency and time where a bunch of hams get together and talk.
Well, you hear a lot of people checking in negative and negative, and I'm wondering, why don't you want to talk, man? Come on, talk to me. Let me get to know you.
Wednesday night's the big one. That's the swap net where people are selling their used gears, and they'll be quiet for the most part. They're just trying to listen to Gary come out and see what he's got on his swap net list, see if they can make a deal somewhere. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure our net's a directed net as well, which means they can pass traffic, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that. I'd have to ask Dave and see what he says.
You know, I'll have to learn about procedures and just how things work in the ham community. I think I'd like to try out the Barrage Club, too, maybe go to a meeting. And I think that's all virtual now because of COVID.
All of our meetings have been virtual since COVID kicked off. We have had a couple of live events. We had Field Day in June, and then we had our Ham Fest in September, and then we had another mini Field Day in October that was a lot of fun. And Field Day is just where we go out and set up a bunch of radios and antennas and go play radio for the weekend, really.
I think that'd be a lot of fun, and I don't think there's any better way to learn than by doing something, get out there and check it out. I don't know what, there's so many different things you can do with ham. It's really hard. This dual band VHF, UHF thing, I'm starting to understand, but all this HF stuff, bouncing waves around the world, talking in Morse code, all that, it's just a huge world that I don't understand yet.
It's a big rabbit hole, and if you're not careful, it can become a big money pit. So just pay attention and try to focus your intensity on what you want to do and then go that direction for a little while until you rode that pony out, and then it's time to move on to something else if you're ready for that. But don't jump all head over heels into it. You don't have to spend a ton of money to be a good ham and have fun with it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Yeah, I guess I'm all into it for about 300 hours so far between the mobile and the handheld, and that's enough for now. I'm, you know, got a long way to go just with this.
Yeah, that's how mine started too, mobile and a handheld, and then that progressed to another mobile in the house that I use as a base, and then I upgraded to general, and then I got a base station, and I got another base station, and then I like to build kits. That's kind of my big thing, so I've built five or six kits so far in the last year and a half, really.
What are you building? Are they radios themselves, or are you building things like tuners and meters and things like that?
For the most part, I've been building radios. I'm a terrible CW operator, so I know Morse just a little bit, but I've built two CW-only radios and then two basically little double sideband rigs that are used that I use for FT8 digital modes. Those are a lot of fun. I got another, just ordered a multiband radio that's for CW that's QRP, 8 watts on 40 meters and 5 watts on 20 meters. And it should be here within a week or two, and we'll see how that one gets started, too.
It sounds like you're in hand over heels. I've been looking at those kits. Just yesterday at lunchtime, I was poking around on one or two of the sites that sell them. And what I noticed was they're very low power. You know, they're 3 watts, 5 watts, something like that. They're not very powerful, so I don't know, you know, what to do with them exactly. I don't know. Maybe you just don't need a lot of power for CW or something like that.
Well, the good news is I'm assuming you're a technician class, right?
Yeah, technician for now, yeah.
The good news is if you learn Morse, then the HF bands are open up to you as a technician. The low bands, I mean. You know, you've got a couple of privileges on 10 meters, I think, and 6 meters as a technician, but you have no voice privileges on any of the low bands as a technician. So if you want to learn Morse, you can get into it cheaply with a couple of you know, low-power, what they call QRP kits. I mean, you can build a QRP Labs QCX for ship to your door for $100, and that gets you on the HF bands.
And I get the solder, too, so that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, that's an addictive hobby there, too. I just upgraded my soldering station for Christmas last year, so I went with a SMD and Foley temperature-controlled soldering iron for the first time in my career and life, and I got to tell you, it's kind of like going from a Volkswagen Bug to a Cadillac Escalade.
I imagine. I got an old soldering iron that I probably bought about 10 or 15 years ago, and the tip's all messed up, and it really doesn't put out much heat, and I struggle to get by with that thing, so having a nice soldering iron would be great.
Yeah, good tools make the work go easy. KD2RKN for ID.
This is KO4LAP. Yeah, so are you an electrical guy, or you just kind of do that as a hobby on the side?
Trying to relive my glory days in my youth. I spent over 20 years in the Air Force, and the first 6 of it, I was actually a radio maintainer. What I do now is I'm an X-ray tech. I work for the federal government here in Greenville.
Okay. I'm a mechanical engineer with, you know, a couple of electrical engineering classes under my belt, struggling to understand why an antenna makes something radiate and stuff like that, kind of enjoying the learning as I go.
There's plenty of material out there to study, but a lot of it's still considered magic, even by some of the most talented minds in the field, so keep that in mind, too.
How people got by without the internet, I kind of remember those days, but things are a lot better now.
It was called a library, and we spent a lot of time there.
Watching Friends on TV.
But now, welcome to the club, and, you know, get on this repeater and call one of us out if you ever got any questions. That's why we're here. I mean, we don't be afraid to jump in and say, hey, I got a question. I need some help on something, and people will come and help you.
Excellent. I appreciate that. I do feel welcome. I've enjoyed talking to everybody I've met out there, so thanks a lot. I've arrived at my destination here. I got to get into work. This is KO4LEP, and I'm out.
You have a good day, KO4LEP. This is KD2RKN.